Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and lots to get into on today's show. Still looking ahead to the World Series here, starting up in a couple of days, the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. And this episode is going to be dedicated to, I think we should be, I'll call it the Rooter's Guide, the Phillies Rooter's Guide for this series. I see a lot of people, and this is a very common loser type of mindset when going into a World Series, you know, not just World Series, a championship in any sport. Your team loses early on in the playoffs, and therefore you become a fan of the team who knocked you out, because if that team wins the championship, you can give yourself false hope that you, if it weren't for them, you would have won, that you were the next best team, right? Like, the Sixers losing to the Raptors in 2019, they were the eventual champions. Like, you can say, all right, they went, you know, seven games toe-to-toe with the NBA champs. They were right there, right? Or the Phillies, actually, in the 08-11 run, 09, they lost to the Yankees in the World Series. 10, they lost to the Giants. They won. 11, they lost to the Cardinals. They went on to win. Like, they always lost the eventual champion. And so, therefore, some people take that type of mindset. Like, you want to, if you're going to get beat, you might as well get beat by the champ. I have a very, very, very different mindset here. And this is not the mindset of, well, screw the Dodgers. Like, I want them to lose. I mean, I would prefer to see the Blue Jays win, just because it's new blood versus the defending champions and, you know, the underdog. And I think the more the Blue Jays, like, I'm rooting for the Blue Jays, especially early in the series, because I want a good series. I have a fear that the Dodgers will wrap it up early. Don't think there's a scenario where the Blue Jays really do that. But I have it has been my perspective. Anyone who listens to this podcast knows that it is my contention that, you know, the reason why the Phillies should continue to not run it back, so to speak. Like, there's going to be changes to the lineup. I don't think Castellanos is going to be back. I don't think, you know, maybe Realmuto, Schwarber, we'll see if they're both back. A few other tweaks to the lineup, but a retool, if you will. I want the majority of this core back next year because they won 96 games. And I believe that winning 96 games is a truly valuable thing in baseball. I think regular season success in baseball matters more. I think having a good regular season and a bad playoffs should be not celebrated is not the word, but recognized, acknowledged as a legitimate accomplishment in baseball more so than any other sport. And the reason I say that is because I think in baseball, more so than any other sport, the regular season is a true sample size. You cannot fake anything over 162, right? You know exactly who you are over that number of games. And in the playoffs, you can easily, quote unquote, fake your way through the playoffs. You can be, you got to be good to make the postseason, but then anything can happen once you get there. And in other sports, you know, the NBA regular season's not taken as seriously. The playoffs is where everything gets cemented, legacies, stuff like that. The NFL, you know, no one cares if you go undefeated every year if you don't get it done in January. And that is because those are the best teams, the you know, the biggest games, et cetera. And that's true in baseball also, but the results in the baseball playoffs are far more random. And I believe anything can happen. There is a reason why baseball is the only North American sport, major North American sport, that has not had a repeat champion in the last 25 years. If the Dodgers win the World Series this year, they will be the first since the 98 through 2000 Yankees to win back-to-back World Series. And also this century, there have been 17 different franchises to win those 25 titles. The only teams who have won multiple World Series, the Giants have three, the Cardinals have two, the Red Sox have four. And I'm trying to think if anyone else even has multiple, you know, Diamondbacks won in 01, Angels in 02, Marlins in 03, Red Sox, as I mentioned, have four, one in 04, White Sox 05, Cardinals 06 have multiple, Red Sox, already mentioned, 08 the Phillies, no, Yankees, no, not. Well, they have multiple this century because they have one in 2000, one in 09. 2010, the Giants, I said, Cardinals already said. 12 was the Giants, said. 13 was the Red Sox. 14 was the Giants. So a lot of intermittent there. 15 was the Royals. 16 was the Cubs. They only have one. 17 was the Astros. They're the other team. They have two. 18 Red Sox yet again, 19 the Nationals, they only have one, 20 the Dodgers have two of them, you know, they won there in 24, Braves only have one, Astros won in 17 and 22, 23 was the Rangers, they have just the one, and the 24 again was the Dodgers. So five teams have multiple, and there's never been a repeat. All of that to prove that anything can happen in the baseball playoffs, more so than any other sport. And simply getting there each and every year, one of these years, I do believe they'll be the last team standing. If you can prolong that long enough, I believe that. If the Blue Jays beat this Dodgers team, who is discussed like the true Goliath, the true, like nobody can beat them, they are on a tier of their own. And I believe that to be accurate. I don't think that's people blowing smoke. I think it's an accurate narrative. They're on a tier of their own. If the team who is on the tier of their own loses to what I'll call a tier two team at, you know, in the Blue Jays, that is proof that a team like the Phillies can just as easily knock off a team like that. That we are watching a sport that is parody, that is random. That is that there are no unbeatable teams. That's what the Dodgers losing this series would prove. If the Dodgers win, then it's, you know what, maybe you are, that is the team you're chasing. It doesn't make me feel any better coming in second place to a team who's on a tier by their, you know, a tier by themselves. What would make me feel better is the team who's quote unquote on the tier by themselves, supposedly there, actually losing. That creates the opening, that creates the belief that maybe we can do it too, that maybe winning 90-plus games each year and getting in is enough because they're not immortal, that they are very much human like everybody else, and baseball is random, and just hitters go cold, pitchers go cold. They're all healthy and been unbelievable up to this point. If the Blue Jays knock them off, what are people going to say then about this immortal tier, you know, team on tier by themselves? I'm rooting hard for the Blue Jays in this series. And that is the reason why. I think it'll bring people back to reality and people will realize just how random this sport is and how you cannot say definitively, look, I do think the Dodgers are better than the Phillies. Like I said, they're on a tier by themselves, but it's not because they won the NLDS. If the Phillies had beat them in the NLDS, I still think the Dodgers would be the better team, but it just would have meant that the Phillies were able to beat them in a 3 out of 5 games, right? that's just how random baseball is, where I think it is more indicative. Whoever wins a 7-game series in basketball usually is the better team. Very rarely does a team, barring injury, do you come away and say the better team didn't win, or the better team in an NFL playoff game didn't win. Right? Hockey's a little bit more random, but in those sports especially. Baseball, it's rare that the better team doesn't win more games in 162. It's often the better team doesn't win a playoff series. That's what I'm rooting for in this series specifically. Welcome on into the Phillies Today podcast. I, of course, am your host, Buzz, and lots to get into on today's show. Still looking ahead to the World Series here, starting up in a couple of days, the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. And this episode is going to be dedicated to, I think we should be, I'll call it the Rooter's Guide, the Phillies Rooter's Guide for this series. I see a lot of people, and this is a very common loser type of mindset when going into a World Series, you know, not just World Series, a championship in any sport. Your team loses early on in the playoffs, and therefore you become a fan of the team who knocked you out, because if that team wins the championship, you can give yourself false hope that you, if it weren't for them, you would have won, that you were the next best team, right? Like the Sixers losing to the Raptors in 2019, they were the eventual champions. Like you can say, all right, they went, you know, 7 games toe-to-toe with the NBA champs. They were right there, right? Or the Phillies actually in the 2008-2011 run, 2009 they lost to the Yankees in the World Series, 2010 they lost to the Giants, they won, 2011 they lost to the Cardinals, they went on to win. Like they always lost the eventual champion. And so therefore some people take that type of mindset. Like you want to, if you're going to get beat, you might as well get beat by the champ. I have a very, very, very different mindset here. And this is not the mindset of, well, screw the Dodgers. Like, I want them to lose. I mean, I would prefer to see the Blue Jays win just because it's new blood versus the defending champions and, you know, the underdog. And I think the more the Blue Jays, like, I'm rooting for the Blue Jays, especially early in the series, because I want a good series. I have a fear that the Dodgers will wrap it up early. Don't think there's a scenario where the Blue Jays really do that. But I have it has been my perspective. Anyone who listens to this podcast knows that it is my contention that, you know, the reason why the Phillies should continue to not run it back, so to speak. Like there's going to be changes to the lineup. I don't think Castellanos is going to be back. I don't think, you know, maybe Realmuto, Schwarber, we'll see if they're both back. A few other tweaks to the lineup, but a retool, if you will. I want the majority of this core back next year because they won 96 games. And I believe that winning 96 games is a truly valuable thing in baseball. I think regular season success in baseball matters more. I think having a good regular season and a bad playoffs should be not celebrated is not the word, but recognized, acknowledged as a legitimate accomplishment in baseball more so than any other sport. And the reason I say that is because I think in baseball, more so than any other sport, the regular season is a true sample size. You cannot fake anything over 162, right? You know exactly who you are over that number of games. And in the playoffs, you can easily, quote-unquote, fake your way through the playoffs. You got to be good to make the postseason, but then anything can happen once you get there. And in other sports, you know, the NBA regular season's not taken as seriously. The playoffs is where everything gets cemented, legacies, stuff like that. The NFL, you know, no one cares if you go undefeated every year if you don't get it done in January. And that is because those are the best teams, the biggest games, et cetera. And that's true in baseball also, but the results in the baseball playoffs are far more random. And I believe anything can happen. There is a reason why baseball is the only North American sport, major North American sport, that has not had a repeat champion in the last 25 years. If the Dodgers win the World Series this year, they will be the first since the 98 through 2000 Yankees to win back-to-back World Series. And also this century, there have been 17 different franchises to win those 25 titles. The only teams who have won multiple World Series, the Giants have 3, the Cardinals have 2, the Red Sox have 4. And I'm trying to think if anyone else even has multiple, you know, Diamondbacks won in 01, Angels in 02, Marlins in 03, Red Sox, as I mentioned, have 4, won in 04, White Sox 05, Cardinals 06 have multiple, Red Sox already mentioned, 08 the Phillies, no, Yankees, no, not, well, they have multiple this century because they have 1 in 2000, 1 in 09. 2010, the Giants, I said, Cardinals already said, 12 was the Giants, said 13 was the Red Sox, 14 was the Giants, so a lot of intermittent there. 15 was the Royals, 16 was the Cubs, they only have 1, 17 was the Astros, they're the other team, they have 2, 18 Red Sox yet again, 19 the Nationals, they only have 1, 20 the Dodgers have 2, them, you know, they won there in 24, Braves only have 1, Astros won in 17 and 22, 23 was the Rangers, they have just the 1, and the 24 again was the Dodgers. So 5 teams have multiple, and there's never been a repeat. All of that to prove that anything can happen in the baseball playoffs more so than in any other sport. And simply getting there each and every year, one of these years, I do believe they'll be the last team standing. If you can prolong that long enough, I believe that. If the Blue Jays beat this Dodgers team, who is discussed like the true Goliath, the true, like, nobody can beat them, they are on a tier of their own. And I believe that to be accurate. I don't think that's people blowing smoke. I think it's an accurate narrative. They are on a tier of their own. If the team who is on the tier of their own loses to what I'll call a tier two team at, you know, in the Blue Jays, that is proof that a team like the Phillies can just as easily knock off a team like that. That we are watching a sport that is parody, that is random, that is that there are no unbeatable teams. That's what the Dodgers losing this series would prove. If the Dodgers win, then it's, you know what, maybe you are, that is the team you're chasing. It doesn't make me feel any better coming in second place to a team who's on a tier by their, you know, a tier by themselves. What makes would make me feel better is the team who's quote unquote on the tier by themselves, supposedly there, actually losing. That creates the opening. That creates the belief that maybe we can do it too. That maybe winning 90 plus games each year and getting in is enough, because they're not immortal. That they are very much human, like everybody else. And baseball is random, and just hitters go cold, pitchers go cold. They're all healthy and been unbelievable up to this point. If the Blue Jays knock them off, what are people going to say then about this immortal, team on tier by themselves? I'm rooting hard for the Blue Jays in this series. And that is the reason why. I think it'll bring people back to reality, and people will realize just how random this sport is and how you cannot say definitively, look, I do think the Dodgers are better than the Phillies. Like I said, they're on a tier by themselves, but it's not because they won the NLDS. If the Phillies had beat them in the NLDS, I still think the Dodgers would be the better team, but it just would have meant that the Phillies were able to beat them in a 3 out of 5 games, right? That's just how random baseball is, where I think it is more indicative. Whoever wins a 7-game series in basketball usually is the better team. Very rarely does a team, barring injury, do you come away and say the better team didn't win, or the better team in an NFL playoff game didn't win, right? Hockey's a little bit more random, but in those sports especially. Baseball, it's rare that the better team doesn't win more games in 162. It's often the better team doesn't win a playoff series. That's what I'm rooting for in this series specifically.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.